One, two, three, clap.
We
did it. You know, ICS are stealing our bit, by the way.
Ooh.
Hi, and welcome to Hey Buddy, Nice Podcast. Over there in Scotland, spiritual soulmates with Dawn French, that is Brogan Hastings.
And over there, detaining me like Jennifer Saunders does to Dawn French, it's Angel Bonatti.
I also would have accepted the intro of spiritual soulmate of a hedgehog wearing Crocs or flip flops. Yeah. That is. What are you again? What's your little critter?
A rat in a bathtub.
A wet rat in the bathtub. Yep.
looking caught and sad and just lost.
Yep. Oh, but speaking of which, like, the rat, its hair was a bit disheveled. Looking at you right now, that's not the case.
No, I've been in the shower this morning. I haven't had a haircut.
Have you had a haircut?
I've just been in the shower.
So hang on. You literally are a wet rat from the shower.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you were nodding for a long time then. Yeah, being an audio podcast, we need some verbal confirmation.
I nod when you're talking, so I wait until you stop.
Yeah.
Then it's my cue to speak.
Yeah. Oh, I guess, with the lag on Zoom, you started nodding. Okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I forget technical things exist.
Yeah.
But why don't you tell the fine folks why you are spiritual soulmates with Dawn French?
So I've been listening to French and Saunders, which is, French and Saunders Titting About, which is their podcast, the podcast for Dawn French and Jennifer Saunders, who I love. And
both actors, comedians, comedic actors.
Absolutely. Jennifer Saunders still has the best cover of Holding Out for a Hero ever made from Shrek 2, which, you know, A+, love it. So I was listening to their podcast because they release about 6 episodes a year. What, you with a fucking tattoo, what do you want?
Shrek 2 is 20 years old this year.
That is horrific.
Right?
Never speak to me again.
Oh, that's what it's like when I saw that on Twitter where DreamWorks or whoever the fuck I was saying it, I was like, what the fuck? Why would you tell me this?
Yeah. Ugh. I still remember adverts for Shrek when the first one was coming out and there was, and it wasn't supposed to, it was just like bunting with this S on it with the ogre ears. And I was a bit dyslexic back then. I was like, Shriek? What?
Shriek?
Get out me, Swamp! But anyway, Jennifer Saunders and Dawn French, I've loved them for a very long time. They're awesome. So I was listening to their podcast and there was a bit where Dawn's talking about, the episode was embarrassment. So they were talking about things that they've done that are embarrassing. And one of the things is Dawn likes to refer to Idris Elba as her boyfriend. And the way she does it, it's like, you think this is a joke, it's not a joke, that is my actual boyfriend. I should note for the record that Dawn French is married to a different man that is not Idris Elba.
Yes.
And Idris Elba is married to a woman who is not Dawn French.
Who is Dawn French married to now?
Oh,
do you know?
I can't remember.
Wasn't Dawn French like a long time ago, like with Lenny Henry?
She was married to Lenny Henry for a long time. She's not married to him now. She is married to Mark Bicknell.
Ooh.
Who is a producer.
Okay. So he's not that interesting then?
No.
No. No.
He keeps to himself.
Yeah.
But
doing his producing.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I need to clarify this as well. Jennifer Saunders is married to Ade Edmondson.
Let me guess. Producer?
No. You don't know who Ade Edmondson is?
Ade or Ed?
Ade. A-D-E.
Ade, Ed. Yeah, I guess if you had have said Ed as Ade, you would have said Ade Edmondson. Who is Ed Edmondson?
Ade Edmondson was in The Ade Young Edmondson, Ones, was in Bottom, was in...
Okay.
Comedy partner for Rick Mayall, basically.
Yep.
But
Yep.
He's been on Would I Lie to You?
I'm sure he has. Yeah.
But yeah, they were talking about embarrassment. Dawn was like, you know, Idris Elba, my boyfriend. And I was like, you get me. You get me talking about Teller and Danny Davis, like my husband, my boys, my beloveds. Everything. Loves of my life.
But this also becomes an issue for Idris. So are you concerned that you're going to become an issue for Danny Davis and Teller?
I mean, I don't plan on making him posting a video about how we're going on holiday to social media.
That's right. You're going to Teller specifically. You're not going on holiday together. You're going to Teller.
I could never say anything to Teller. I mean, I can barely talk. I can barely act like a human in front of Teller.
You're just a squiggling pile of slime.
I'm trying so hard to be a normal person in front of Teller. Mm-hmm. And it's even hard for him, like, standing with Teller next to me and Moxie in front of me. And I'm like, this is your uncle. I'm trying not to be weird. I'm trying not to be that weird friend, but I love him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Danny Davis, I don't know what I would do if I met him. I genuinely don't know. Probably. I've tried to picture what would happen if I ran into him in like a casino in Vegas.
I reckon you would do an old-timey faint, like a hand to forehead.
I think it would just be, depending on which of, if either you or Chris is standing to my right, and I don't know why specifically my right, but okay, it's had to be my right, where I just grab, Danny Davis.
So you're incapable of grabbing to the left?
No, I just feel like my automatic instinct is to grab with the right, just like...
Oh, because you're a righty, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So hang on. You're right-handed, so that means you are not... Cudgepawed. You're not cudgepawed.
I'm assuming that means something that I don't know.
A left-handed person. We'll get to that later, though. We'll get to that. That's just a little hint of what's coming.
Uh-huh. The thing is, if we did see Danny Davis in Vegas, I know Chris well enough to know that he would probably go up and get him.
I'm not sure I would recognize him immediately. But if I did, I mean, this isn't the situation where we're sitting at the alligator bar and out the corner of my eye, I see Justin Robert Young. I go, I think that was just Justin Robert Young. I'd be like, I wouldn't be like, I think that was Danny Davis. I'd be like, oh, look, there's an old guy.
No, you would know. You would know if I saw Danny Davis.
Oh, I'd know if you saw him. Yeah.
Yeah.
You would have fallen off the stool at the alligator bar.
Gripping to the right. I wouldn't have fallen off the stool, but I would. I don't know if I would either stop breathing or if I would be like, or like make some kind of weird, inhuman noise from deep within my soul.
Like possibly a shriek, maybe?
No, I don't think it would be anything obvious to that would get his attention.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he turned around and saw me. Like,
just like a...
Nah, I don't think that feels too feminine for how I am.
Okay, yeah, sure.
You know, I would shriek. Yeah. It doesn't feel like the... You're more feminine than me, though. We've discussed this.
Yeah, obviously.
But yeah, I don't know. I would panic. But yeah, so... Mm-hmm. But Dawn French, I get you. I absolutely fucking get you. And then there's Jennifer Saunders sitting next to her going, you must stop this!
Yeah.
You must stop!
Oh, whereas... See, I'm not like Jen Saunders. I encourage you.
Both you and Chris... encourage me. Where I believe when Chris said this, he's like, I am not Jennifer Saunders in this situation. And I was like, no, exactly. You're not, because Jennifer Saunders says, Dawn, no. Whereas Chris says, Brogan, if I could kidnap Danny Davis and bring him directly to you, I would.
Yeah.
And he said, damn straight, I would.
So, yeah, all right. I still think we're the Lee Mac Dave Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been watching some more compilations on YouTube of, ooh, like, David Mitchell losing his shit.
Yes.
And I've decided, Brogan, you do not lose your shit enough.
I don't think I do, no. No. Yeah.
I mean,
let's
I assume
be honest.
You are holding back when I'm doing stupid shit.
Yes, very much so.
Yep.
The losing his shit, I mean, are you talking, like, when he's trying to figure out Bob's stories?
No, like, when he's arguing... Like when his I forgot his name. The Welsh guy, not Rob Brydon, Rod Gilbert. When he's arguing with Rod Gilbert when they're on the same team.
Oh my god, yeah. I forgot that. Amazing. I love it.
Yep. Oh. And it's the thing is, it's not just for TV. He's fucking like he's serious about it.
Mm-hmm. There's one where he's I wanna say it's Armando Iannucci. Who, if for anybody who doesn't know, he wrote The Thick of It and that kind of like comedy programs.
Mm-hmm.
He was telling the story. It was about how he went to like a safari park and either a monkey or a baboon or something got into the car with his kids while he was driving. Because obviously it's one of these things where you drive your own car and the windows open. And And there's a bit where David just gets so frustrated and he's like, where in the park was your car?
Because
like Lee Mack and Rob Brydon are like, where do you think it was, David? Why are you asking this?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, in the baboon enclosure or whatever it is. He goes, thank you, as I suspected.
Yes. But you were definitely... you exhibit the same aura as Dawn French in this situation, for mm-hmm. sure.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yep. Updates, hey? Oh, no, okay. Let's not talk updates yet. Let's talk about what I was leading towards with Cudge Poured.
Yeah.
Right? Cudge Poured. It just so happened that we were talking about left hand, right hand, and it came up perfectly. It would have been a great segue at the time, but we were already flowing. We were already talking about something, so I wasn't going to interrupt nothing. But this week, I caught up with an internet person in real life.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I caught up with Cheesebag and Patreon supporter, Sir Baskin Robbins. Best scoop name ever.
Best scoop name ever.
Yeah, so Seb and his partner Tilly.
Nice.
Cause he messaged me like last week saying, I'm going to be in Perth if you've got time to catch up. And I totally forgot. He messaged me on like Tuesday saying, hey, sorry, it's late notice, but tomorrow, if you want to catch up for a coffee or something, it's like, I'm glad you messaged me because I totally forgot that you were going to be here. So, of course, I do my quick research to find out, like, where we should go. Somewhere close enough to where they were coming from the airport and that, so it's not too far out of their way, because they were traveling. They were traveling south for an event.
Yeah.
And it's a drive. It's a drive. I want to say 4 or 5 hour drive.
Is it a case of they're driving through Perth rather than coming to Perth?
Well, the airport is in Perth.
Airport. I'm not going to the airport.
It is in Perth, and they picked up a hire car, a rental, then it's like 12 minutes from that suburb where they picked up the rental car from.
Perth, the Los Angeles of Australia.
Yeah. I mean, the place I chose was in Victoria Park, which is it was a 35-minute drive for me. That's fine. I'm happy to drive 35 minutes for a coffee and some decent food, which it was, both good, at a place called Social Manor. M-A-N-N-A, not M-A-N-O-R. Manor. Social Manor,
like video games.
Like in an RPG, yeah. You use your mana to cast a spell. But no, it looked a bit funky, like a little funky kind of place. I guess a little eclectic in terms of decor. But you go to their website and they've got like 20 like such and such of the year awards and that. So I'm like, all right, it can't be that bad. Let's try that out. My plan was to be there before them, right? But like just by a bit. But I made a wrong turn, and in Victoria Park, there's like one-way turns and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was driving around for an extra 8 minutes just trying to get there. So it turns out I was the one that was late. It's like, gosh, way to make an impression. But to my credit, I showed up at I parked my car at exactly the time we were meant to be there. So if anything, Gammy, you were just fucking early.
No, you're late. I'm on Gammy's side here.
Yeah, I am too. First of all, both Gammy and Seb and Till, because I could call him Seb now because we know each other personally. I don't have to use online monikers. Both great people. Very easy to talk to.
Good.
But, of course, you know, there's always that sort of, like, anxiety factor going into meeting people for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I imagine, like, in Vegas, in the Planet Hollywood drop-off area, you getting out of your Uber, walking up to the hotel doors, us meeting for the first time.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm terrified because like you have a resting bitch face, so you just looked angry to be there.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's it.
Kesh hugged me, and then I was fine.
I was about to say, but you didn't know that at the time, but then I forgot that I stream with my face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So this is what made me miss my turn. Because I was sitting at traffic lights where I was meant to turn but didn't, or what I did turn, whatever it was. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go into this situation and I'm going to inhibit the spirit of Matt Donnelly. And it works.
Yeah. Channel your inner Matt Donnelly.
It just does. Like, it put me at ease. It made it easier meeting people. So I say that is the way you go to meet new people. Mm-hmm. Just
pretend you're Matt Donnelly.
Matt Donnelly. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, no matter what, I'm going to be like trying to be funny and making jokes anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just what I do. So why not do it with, I guess, the mindset of Matt Donnelly?
Yeah.
Yeah. But we did the great book swap of 2024.
Ooh.
Me and Seb. He received a copy of Piff Comic, and in exchange, I received Harrison Greenbaum, You're All Terrible.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I forgot you were getting that.
And I didn't know. Like, I opened it and I looked at reading, like, the back and the dust jacket, and it's already hilarious. Just the dust jacket text is great.
Yeah.
And Kez says, oh, is it the signed one? I'm like, no, it's not signed. And I close it and I'm like, oh, unless it's on the next page. And it's like, yes, it is. Harrison Greenbaum. That's me. And then Jew. So, yeah, I've already said thank you multiple times. But again, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. And I'm going to enjoy this book a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But when we sat down at the table, these aren't the only books that made an appearance today. Attached to the thing that holds the cutlery on the table and, like, the salt and pepper, like, attached by twine, because they don't want people stealing this book. There was a book called The Little Book of Vulgarity.
Oh, right? Okay.
Yeah. And the first thing I did was pick it up to be like, what the fuck is this book? And Seb's like, yeah, right? We saw this and we randomly opened it, and the first page seemed so appropriate. And the first thing on the first page, now, this, keep in mind, I'm only ever going to refer to them as this for the rest of my life. Cat heads, a woman's breasts. And it has a picture.
Yep, I see it. See it.
So Brogan.
I've been going with chest shelves.
Chest shelves?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. But some people have less shelf space, so they can't really
exactly.
shelve anything. Yeah. But when the time comes, I'm gonna be like, hey Brogan, good luck with the cat head removal and stuff like that. So it's all just cat heads now. Cat heads.
I can't wait for that.
You could be like, Doctor, I'm allergic to cats, and then they would have no choice but to like speed up the process.
You know what? The only thing I will miss is when I see like T-shirts that say something along the lines of. I wish I had serotonin instead of these massive tits.
Yeah.
I wish all I have are my correct opinions and great tits.
Yeah.
You know, I'll miss being able that, but that's not worth keeping them for.
Hey, a few years ago, I could have worn that shirt.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Oh, well. I see you've got one headphone off. Are you concerned people are making noise?
A little bit. I thought I could hear people talking, but I was like, but I'm a nosy bitch.
Okay. So it's not about wanting to yell at people, it's about wanting to know what they're talking about.
Oh, a bit of both.
Okay.
It's
good,
like, do
good,
I need good. To go yell at people?
Do you need to.
Or is it just the voices
the
in my head?
Of David Mitchell. Yeah.
Do I need to channel my inner Dave Mitchell?
Hmm. Yeah. But I also. Hang on, I have to find the photo. Where is it? I also had a little gift baggie for Seb as well, you know, with advertising materials and stuff. So I didn't say this to him at the time, but he got my last Piff sticker.
Oh.
So I should probably do a reorder.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of other nice pod bud stuff, pin stickers, slutty ditto. I had some extra scrites, so I chucked scrite in there. I had some extra monkey jokes, so I just chucked a monkey joke in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have anything to put it in, right? And I'm like, oh, wait, I've got those sealable bags from Brogan. I'll just use that one with the blank thing on it.
Yep.
And then I was like, no, you know what? No, that's not good enough. I'm going to have to go with this one. I'm going to have to do this.
Yeah, you know you so sent me this photo already.
Oh, did I? Cool.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Well, I've sent you it now. Basically, it's one with your logo on. I've drawn a face on the deer as if it is dead and crossed out 7 billion needles.
Yep.
Yep.
It also has its tongue sticking out.
Because it's dead.
Yeah.
You notice Seb comes to Perth, wants to hang out with me, goes to Scotland, doesn't hang out with you. Isn't that right? Everybody's favourite Brogan Hastings.
Either that or it's like, nah, Wayne's not doing anything. Brogan's so busy. Yeah, Brogan is so busy. Yeah. And to be honest, I think I was.
Yeah, I think you were. Wayne's not doing anything. He doesn't have a job. He's not working.
Yep.
But you want to know a secret?
What?
Look, I don't think you wanted me to go this hard when you would be like, with all due respect, get a fucking job, Jovanazzi. I pretty much have 5 jobs now.
Okay.
So
tell me
obviously
more.
doing paperwork for my old boss.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I contacted my old boss and said, hey, I'm doing paperwork for my old boss. If you still need a hand, I'm available. And he says, yes, that would be great. But I know we talked about this off recording. He said he was talking with the other owner of his company. How do you feel about going on site, doing site work?
You did mention this.
Yeah, but that was Derek who said that, not mm-hmm. Craig. And, right. Anyway, Craig said that now. And he's basically made it an offer that I can't refuse.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, like, how he's going to pay me. And basically, I can set the terms of going to site and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, I'm probably going to do that as well.
Good.
I also do all my comic stuff and art stuff and Twitch stuff.
Ah, we don't count that. We don't count that.
I don't know. That's a lot of work. It is.
Yeah.
And the podcast isn't necessarily nothing either.
Mm-hmm.
It takes up time.
Yeah.
So I reckon I got 5 jobs. I get income streams from all of them. Well, technically we get income, I guess, from this. I mean, it's just sitting in that PayPal account, but whatever.
I don't know. It's not even sitting in PayPal.
Patreon. Yeah, it's in the Patreon.
Yeah.
We're going to have to move it over to the PayPal, though.
Yeah.
So yeah, kind of at the least at the moment I've got 1 job because that's all I'm getting work from currently. but it's like yeah, it's kitchen hand delivery driver stuff. It's piece of piss. It's actually like all the time I feel exhausted, right?
Mm-hmm.
The only time in the last couple of weeks that I haven't felt exhausted was when I'm at work. It's like, right? It's like scrubbing dishes, running around, doing shit. And I was under the impression that a lot of my job was just going to be deliveries. And I think they were under that impression as well. So mm-hmm. my first shift, the whole night, I did 1 delivery. That was all there was.
Yikes.
They're like, this is unheard of. Why is there only 1 fucking delivery?
It's like, wait, have you cursed there now? Us? Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. And but not just that. I walk out the door, get in my car, start driving away. Luckily, I'm still in the parking lot. And my brother, John, one of the chefs there, calls me. And is like, yeah, you got to come back. They put the wrong food in the bag.
Fuck.
Like, Christ, on my first delivery, you want to do me dirty like this?
Well, at least they called you before. And they didn't like wait until you come back and say, yeah.
Exactly. At least they didn't deliver it. And they're like, this is the wrong food. It's like, I can't help
you there. It's my first shift. This is my first delivery.
Exactly. And of course, the only way I introduce myself is, oh, hi, I'm John's brother. Mm-hmm. And every answer is like, yeah, I can tell.
You do look like your brothers.
Well, yeah, sure.
Me and Mitchell where we
related.
Roughly look.
We have the same genealogy.
The same face.
Sure. We share it. I get Monday, Tuesdays. John gets Wednesday, Thursdays. Friday, Saturdays is Ryan's, and Sundays we split.
See, you're essentially Disney characters. You have same face syndrome.
Okay, yeah, yeah. It's like in the really early cartoons where they just use the same animation, like rotoscope, the same.
At least
fucking...
they changed the faces, though. It's the, I'm thinking 2010 onwards. There's a significant period of time where it's the same face.
Yeah, yeah. But everyone's like, yeah, I know. But then, and even then, one person was like, "Didn't you used to work here?" It's like, no, that was my brother Ryan.
Oh, God.
So yeah, I get what you're saying. But then there was one guy. I don't know his name. He come, I'm doing some prep work. He comes into where I am and he says, "Oh, you're John's brother. I'm John's best friend." That's the way he introduced himself. And I can't tell if it's like a Teddy situation in Bob's Burgers or he's like fucking around.
I just think it's like, oh, another person who refers to themselves in relation to John.
Yeah, yeah. But also, he's said the best thing so far. Things like, John's been talking you up. I think he said John must be the favorite. And I said, oh, I don't know. I know I sure am not. But he said, you are the best looking one, though. I was like, well, yeah, I know that.
So you already love him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He seems like a decent guy. Yep.
How long until you try and, like, steal your brother's best friend?
Well, like I said, I don't know if that's him thinking is John's best friend. I don't know if
you don't
John
know
has
if it's
a best
mutual.
Friend.
You don't know.
Exactly, yeah. It's a Teddy Bob situation or what?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's weird, though, because when I've worked in a restaurant before, it was the one up the street, mm-hmm. good old Grapevine Italian, like maximum of like 4 or 5 people in the kitchen, right? A couple of chefs, someone on the cold larder, a couple of kitchen hands.
Yeah.
This is like a real fucking restaurant.
Wow.
Yeah, right? You got couple of people doing pizzas, you got couple of people doing mains, person doing salads. There was like on Friday night, there were 1, 2, 3, there were 4 of us out the back doing the kitchen hand stuff.
Wow.
It's like back in my day, I was doing that by myself a lot of the time. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. But the worst part is all the prep, like if you're cutting up food, mm-hmm. it gets done in the cool room, which is a freezer.
Yeah.
And, like, I can deal with the cold, but I'm there cutting bacon into little strips, and, like, my nose will start running from the fucking cold. It's like, oh, god damn it. Now I have to go out, wash my hands, get a tissue, try not to snot up this bacon, mm-hmm. and then go back in there, and 2 minutes later, dripping again.
Yeah. You need a face mask.
Yeah, that's what it is. Need a face mask. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Just so John doesn't... Oh, for that reason, I thought it was just to cover up because I'm the better looking one of the three brothers, just to make sure John's not jealous, make sure I'm not going to steal his best friend. Yeah, that's what it is. But I don't know. It's like I get along with everyone, mm-hmm. but there are some people who English is not their first language, mm-hmm. which is fine. There's a French guy, a couple of other people. I can understand what they're saying, but my hearing is kind of fucked, and there's this large ass fan going the whole time, and all this noise going around, dishwashers clanging, cooking.
Yeah.
I actually can't hear what they're saying to me.
Uh-huh. It's like situations where you're like, I can't even hear what the English speaking people are saying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And I'm concerned that they're thinking, oh, he's not understanding my accent or something like that. It's like, no, that's not the case. In a normal conversation, no problems whatsoever.
Yeah. It's like, no, this is a me problem.
Mm, yeah, yeah, exactly. This is a me problem. But I think, one of the guys, he's either nine weeks or 9 months. It must be 9 months that he's been learning English. Surely wow. That's what they said. And yeah, it's perfectly fine. Like, he says himself, like, conversational English, perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. But of course, with some things that people say, like with certain terminology, he doesn't get it. And I said, if I say something weird, just ask me to say it in a different way. So I think that's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
And Anastasia in my work's like Aussie that. Slang. Yeah.
Yeah. Anastasia's from Cyprus, and sometimes she'll say things. And the absolute funniest thing to me is that one time she was looking at something and she just went, Malakas. Under Malakas. Right? And I laughed a lot because the reason I know that what that means and the reason I know the context for that is because I played Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Yeah.
And he says it so much. And I'm like,
yeah.
Did you just say that? Just like, yeah. I was like, that's a real word.
I have heard Malakas in the phrase crazy Malakas, but I don't know what it means.
It's basically just idiots.
Okay, cool.
It's essentially us going, fuck's sake.
Oh, okay. Oh, Malakas. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Cool, I like it.
But yeah, sometimes, like, well, and she doesn't understand certain, she's never heard certain phrases.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, dog's bark is worse than its bite, she was like, wow, I'm going to use that one. And I'm like, you don't know that? How long have you been here, Anastasia?
Well, maybe I should start doing that with this guy. It's just sneak in some Aussie phrases.
Yeah.
Like, he could be like, oh, we should, like, probably do this. And it's like, well, we're not here to fuck spiders.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that one?
I have not heard that one.
I hadn't heard of it until, like, last year. And now I love it. Because it's like, over East, they sell it on shirts and hats, not here to fuck spiders. It's like, I've never heard that before in my life.
I like the implication that it's like, I'm not here to fuck spiders.
But I will.
Like, no, like as in, oh, if I was somewhere else,
oh, yeah,
I would maybe
exactly.
consider it.
Yeah, because that's all it is. Yeah, we should do that because I'm not here to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, exactly, yeah. Oh, but yeah, I think I've been exhausted normally. My body has forgotten what real work is like.
Yeah, that's right.
Having not worked, like, because I went from doing a very physical job mm-hmm. every day to basically nothing.
Yeah.
And now all I'm doing is, like, walking around in the back of house, mopping floors, doing dishes,
but you have to
food.
Go somewhere. That's the problem. You have to travel. You have to commute. It's bad enough.
Well, it's close. It's nice and close. It's like a 10-minute drive.
But you had to leave your house to do work, which is
saying
the thing.
As if I've become a shut-in.
No. I mean that from experience. From like me taking time off when I was ill back in like 2018, and having to take time off for surgery. So I was in the house for 4 weeks. For that.
I
worked for two of those 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the first time I went into the office after that, I was like, oh my God, this is fucking awful. And I was really glad. And I picked like the last day before Christmas where I was like, I'm coming in once before 2024. Yeah. And then that's it.
Yeah. Because I'm fine there. I'm fine the next day. But as soon as I get home, I am just wrecked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like, I walk in the door, that's when my feet hurt. That's when my knees hurt. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I just need to go collapse in bed.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I'm in bed with terrible sleep. So, yeah, it's great. I mean, the dreams don't help. Like, yeah.
I'm having work dreams now. That's...
Oh, no.
I had a dream the other night where I said to Mum, I was talking to Mum in the dream, and I said, I need to be in the office on Wednesday. Do not let me sleep in. You make sure that I get up and go. Because there has been occasions where I've like, my alarm's not gone off or I've changed my mind off the day.
Yeah.
But I need to be in a Wednesday because I'm giving a presentation for a client. That's a real life situation.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I'm stressing about that. And then that I got to Glasgow and couldn't find my work.
Yep.
Because I had to buy a shirt and tie. Which I did need to buy. Yeah. And it took me so long. Like, we had to walk through a shop to get there. And I was like, I'm going to quickly like grab a shirt and tie as we go through here and then pay for it. And then on the way out. And by the time we got out of the shop, despite the fact that it was very quick, it was like already 11:30. And I'm like, how the fuck did that happen?
I dream a lot about being in hotels. And I think they're mostly meant to be in Vegas.
Right.
I think. Yes, this definitely was. Because I only just remembered this now. In this dream, I was living the Brogan Hastings life. I was hanging out with Penn Jillette.
Oh, love hanging out with Penn Jillette.
And you were somewhere, I think. I don't know. But anyway, part ways with Penn. See you later. And I'm like up on my floor where I'm staying. And then it's like, okay, I've got to go down to the lobby. But then, like, that's when shit goes really weird. Like, I don't know. Like, get in the elevator. There's a little girl in there, which in the dream I think was meant to be my child. Right?
Okay.
And suddenly the panic is set in. It's like, we need to get out of here, okay? We're going to go down to the lobby. We're just going to leave before, like, the bad shit gets us. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's, like, meant to be evil spirits or what. But then some other lady gets on the elevator and just starts saying this crazy shit. Like, Evil Dead kind of stuff, I guess. Like, swallow your soul, stuff like that. And then she gets off at, like, the first floor. And it's like, oh, thank fuck, she's gone. And, like, the little girl is, like, very clued on as well. Like, smart. And It's like, all right, let's maybe we shouldn't go to the lobby or whatever. And then we decide to go back up to our room. And then she starts talking the crazy shit, right? And there's nothing creepier than a creepy little girl, right?
Yep.
So I've picked her up and saying, no, calm down.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just going off and I'm trying to console her, but she's doing the full on, you know, cat thing, like when a cat wants to get away from you when you're holding
yep.
them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wake up and it's like, fucking, these are not the dreams I need. And all that happened in the time between Kez getting up to get ready for work
mm-hmm.
and her telling me, get up. Right? Like
yep.
10, 20 minutes maybe.
Yep.
Those just give me the nap stupid dreams.
They are the worst.
Yeah. I mean, it used to be a time when I would welcome zombie dreams, right? Because they're usually pretty cool, like post-apocalyptic, kicking zombie ass. But then, like the other night, the zombie dream was, like the zombies were like ripping people apart in front of me and shit. And I'm trying to escape and I've had to climb on top of a train and then there's zombies on top of the train like it's an action zombie movie and the zombies are trying... It's like, man, and there's a flood as well trying to escape. It's like a disaster movie. That's what it was. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
God, terrible. But yeah, dream talk is boring. So we won't discuss all our dreams unless it's... dreaming about Danny Davis, am I right?
I have a picture of him up on my that's just always open on my laptop, and I tried to look it up on my phone and I couldn't find it, and I was so sad.
Aww.
Like literally heartbroken that I couldn't find this. I was like, I want to look at it right now, but I've got it right here. He's pretty. Uh-huh. What do you want?
In what state of dress is Mr. Daniel Davis?
He's fully dressed.
Okay.
He's fully dressed. I believe he's at some kind of sci-fi convention panel thing, but he's got a sort of light blue checkered shirt.
All right.
Top button's open. He's got a jacket that's dark denim-y blue, but I think it's linen.
Ooh.
He's holding a microphone.
Blue on blue? Daniel, come on.
It's good. It works. It works. I can't share screen because it'll stop the sound. No.
Yeah, I'll believe you.
But I love this picture. I just love him. I just love him so much. And I've been reading, I actually started listening to an audiobook yesterday. I can't remember the last time I listened to an audiobook. For like, to listen to the book, not because I need something in the background to fall asleep.
Okay, yeah.
But I was listening to, it's a compilation book of stories of Moriarty. And... all I can think is, Daniel Davis is just how I picture Moriarty.
Yeah. Well, you know? There you go. He was Moriarty in the show, so...
He was.
Yeah.
I just
That makes sense.
I've lost him. I've saved him and I've lost him.
Lost him again.
I've lost him again. My boy! I've abandoned my boy!
Pictures of people. Speaking about that...
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, I'm going to start off by saying, have you noticed that Piff has upped his social media game recently?
Yes.
Yes, it's gotten a lot better than it used to be. And every time I see something, I'm laughing. Like, did you see the shot of him riding the pigeon?
Yes, I did. That was funny.
So it's some good content. And him on the trying to find the best donut in Vegas and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Birthday boy Penn Jillette went to the Piff the Magic Dragon show.
I saw.
Right? And after the show, Johnny Katz with the dish tweeted out a photo saying... it's Penn, Moxie, Jade, Holden, Mr. Piffles, Piff... and it says, the great Penn Jillette takes his 69th birthday celebration to at the Piff at Flamingo Vegas at Review Journal.
Yep.
And then Wendy Bird Oz.
I know exactly where you're going with
comment.
This.
Because you can see it. You can see maybe a quarter of his head. It says, why did you cut off Jandro, one of Spain's greatest magicians?
Because it's not about him.
Sure.
But he is a personality still. You've got three great magicians standing next to each other.
Because, specifically because it was about Penn's birthday, I can guarantee you that.
Yeah,
yeah.
But that got me thinking, if Hondro is in Vegas, are they already writing for Foolus? Or maybe he's just there all the fucking time nowadays.
I know that he was coming in to help with a few P&T tricks. I don't know if it's specifically for Foolus.
Okay, so it might just be... Well, if they're working on new tricks, it is for Foolus closes, frankly.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Because I think he's coming in to... I think Matt's helping as well.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's a case of Matt's helping Penn and Teller as well, or Handro's helping Matt, or what the situation is. But I know that all of them are working together, which is cool.
Yeah.
I'm so proud for Matt.
That's right. ICS stealing our bit. I mean, technically we stole it from them first, but whatever. I'm still catching up. Episode with Matt and Heidi Morgan, where they did a cold open. That's fine. I'm not worried about that. But they left in the 1-2-3 clap.
Yeah, they sometimes do that. And I'm okay with that.
How dare.
I'm okay with that.
That was our stolen bit. What are you looking at, Brogan?
I've got him. I've got this picture
okay, you got
saved.
Your boy?
I'm okay.
Cool.
I've
All
got
right.
my boy.
Cool. Oh, he looks so judgy in that photo. And that's
he looks
blue.
So
that looks
serious.
More mauve to me.
It's hard to tell because over Zoom.
It could be like that dress photo that everyone has different monitors for. But looking harder, looking closer at this photo of Piff, Jade, Moxie and all that, I've noticed that Jade is holding Mr. Piffles because Jade doesn't... Like, when you get a photo now, Jay, you're not allowed to hold Mr. Piffles, you know, unless you're certain people.
Yeah.
Not even Mox is holding Mr. Piffles. But then I'm thinking, could that be because Mr. Piffles one time bit Moxie?
I think Piffles has been on a bit of a recently because Mox went live on Instagram and Jade showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And Jade said that Piffles shat in her hand.
Oh, what? So, wait, in whose hand? In Mox or in Jade's? Okay, yeah, yeah.
I think
old man.
He's a very old man at this point. I mean,
you look at this photo, and it looks like he might be doing that poop right then and there as it's taken. Just the look on his face.
He's just an old man who doesn't know where he is or what's going on.
Yeah. Right now, I reckon he's thinking, if he's thinking anything at all, he's like, I'm flying, just with his paws hanging down.
I feel like Mr. Piffles is like his internal monologue is like that bit from SpongeBob. What did he say?
Nah, got nothing.
God, it's a bit weird, but SpongeBob's trying to sell chocolate and is just trying to sell it to these old people who can't hear or see him.
Gotcha. But looking at their costumes, like the whole bit on AGT was that Heidi's idea was to bedazzle Piff's costume.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was, it was a good fucking idea because it looks really good with all the shiny bedazzlement on it. And then Jade's, that doesn't look like the normal Jade costume. Maybe it's because Penn was going to be there. It's his birthday. I can't tell if it's the normal one.
Mm.
It's not. Because Kez pointed out the cat head area. is a bit more modest on this one.
I can't actually. Is the picture on Twitter?
It is here. Let me forward you it.
Yeah, because I remember because it was on their stories, but they're all gone now.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you show up as just Facebook user. there it is. It's been sent your way now.
Cool.
Peruse.
Yeah.
Just look at that dog face, hey.
An old man
he is, and he really could be pooping right then.
Do you know what though, he looks comfy as shit.
He does He looks like he's in a Lazy Boy, beat up, just relaxed, just living his best life.
I actually think that looks less, the corset area looks less bedazzled than usual for Jade. I don't think her leggings usually have that much glitter on them.
Yeah. Can't tell. Oh, you just reminded me of a story that I'd never told from last year.
Oh.
Or maybe I did. I can't remember. All right. I definitely don't think I did. So it was the last Piff show that me and Kez went to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was noticeable. I say that right now. But when Jade comes out for the first time, she had glitter on her face, under her eyes.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I think that's a fine look for a showgirl. It's perfectly okay. And Kez said she noticed it as well. After the show, when Jade takes us aside, she's telling us how she came out with the glitter on. And of course, there's times when Piff has his back to the audience, specifically when Jade is coming out because he's looking at her. She says, just fucking death stares like, what the fuck have you done? Why have you done this? But she told us why. It's because she had a treatment done, and it's like when she went to get it done, it's like, oh yeah, like you'll have some like darkness under your eyes, but it'll only last a couple of days.
Yeah.
It was like fucking multiple days, so she had to do anything to cover it up. But of course, couldn't tell Piff this at the time. It's just like, surprise, motherfucker, this is my look. But I thought that was hilarious at the time. That's good, because it's been said before that Piff, there's a certain look that he's going for the whole show, I guess. So when something changes, maybe it's a bit like, especially a surprise like that.
Yeah, he likes to know what things are happening in advance.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I thought it worked. Jade, if you're listening, I thought it worked. That was a good choice from a year ago.
I'm in favor of that. I think Jade suit sparkles.
Exactly. Yeah.
Jade suit sparkles and should be allowed to eat on podcasts.
But Jade sparkles all on her own.
She does. She just has a sparkling personality. She's just amazing.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
She is a star.
Where are we at? She twinkle twinkles. I was running. I've been losing track of time. I would have been well aware of this earlier, but of course there was no music playing because we don't have music for Art Talk, so we did not know Art Talk had started, but it has apparently, and I don't know how long ago it started. We're breaking with tradition today, Brogan. Normally, traditionally, we ask if you've done any art in this past 7 days, but no. Today we have a cheesebag user submitted art crime.
Ooh.
Oh, hang on.
Wayne has lost the art crime. There we go.
A round of applause. And this art crime, I should probably send you this as well. Hang on. I've closed a Facebook Messenger. Let me open it up again. Facebook user, that's you. Send. Here it is. So this one comes from multi-time art crimist Chris Archer, and it's in his typical style. Mm-hmm. It's one of those text-based art crimes, and it says a simple statement, which is 100% true in my case. I am just a device that turns caffeine into data, or data, depending how you like to say the word.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yep. But as someone, you don't drink coffee, but you consume caffeine. So yeah, you can definitely relate to it.
Not really.
Energy drinks, my friend.
When was the last time I took an energy drink?
Yeah, sure. But like in your life, come on.
Oh, in my life. Yeah. But
I'm not talking about right now.
I haven't had an energy drink for close to 2 months. Probably longer.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's insane. Sometimes I go a little while, but no, since those fucking power brews, it's like, I love that cherry, that Diablo cherry.
That's good shit, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
But it's funny about caffeine, though, because Nick did suggest that I start taking caffeine because last time I spoke to him, he was like, I get home from work and I can't be bothered exercising. He's like, maybe you need a caffeine boost.
Yeah, like, you can get caffeine pills.
I've got caffeine gum.
That works.
That I get when I go to the airport for between flights. I ordered a big box of that. So we'll see.
Big box. Does it come in pellet form? Is it strips? What is it?
It's like pellet form.
Pellets. Okay.
Yeah.
So do you reckon 10,000-20,000 pellets in this big box?
12 packs of 10, so 120 pellets.
Oh, okay.
It's a box like you would see in a shop with the little packets in it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. You got a full carton. Yeah. Let's put it that way. Yeah. But yeah, it's just a device that turns... I want to zoom in on it, but I can't because it's not thumbnail size, but it's not huge either. Mm-hmm. Just to get the intricacies. Because again, it's a fine gradient of poiples. poiples. Maybe, do you think it's going into pink territory?
A touch of pink, but like if that color was still on his own, I'd probably still call it purple.
Yeah, okay.
Color theory, can bitches.
For those that are wondering, I've got it open in Windows Photo Video Viewer, whatever the fuck it is, and it is pretty much the exact same gradient colors as their little clipboard Creative Video with Microsoft Clip Champ, which came in the latest Windows update. Yeah. But again, we appreciate the art crimes that get sent to us, and it's always only nice things to say.
I love art crimes.
I'm going to have to break convention once again, Brogan, and not ask you what you've done this week, because looking at this, it's directly related to something I've been doing.
Okay.
So, first of all, I've taken it upon myself to make merchandise for Piff the Magic Dragon.
Yes.
And I'm going to send it to him and say, hey, feel free to use this if you like it.
Mm-hmm.
But in doing that, I'm using the Piff logo for the base, right? The Piff the Magic Dragon for the lettering, right?
Yep.
But you can't get every letter out of that. And you have to create some letters yourself.
Yeah.
So I'm like chopping and cutting and doing this hand drawing. Mm-hmm. The curvy boys are the hardest. And because they're because I can only find a lower resolution image of the Piff logo, I'm actually having to recreate it all as well by hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I decided I'm also going to make a Piff the Magic Dragon font.
I was thinking that, and I think every capital should be the one with the spikes.
That's what I thought as well. Yeah. But how are you putting spikes on a capital G, a curvy boy, or an S?
You just start at the top and go round a little bit.
Just a little bit? Okay. All right. Maybe. I'll investigate that, because it will be so much easier, because the first design I've done is... So it's the reason why I'm doing it is because it's the comic style of Piff the Magic Dragon.
Yeah.
And so it's just him standing there, comic Piff the Magic Dragon, and it just says, legit mythical creature.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I look at that and I think... I would buy that shirt, so much in fact that I'm going to get one from our own store privately. Mm-hmm. And of course, I think it has to be on emerald green, right?
Absolutely.
That's the color it has to be on. Yeah. Yeah. So I've got other ideas as well, like one for Jade, where it's just a picture of Jade, like hands in the air, maybe jump splits, something, I don't know. Mm-hmm. At the top, it's just I, and then below it says Miss Jade Simone, and there's a giant love heart behind her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got nothing for Mr. Piffles. Nothing.
We love and support the old man.
Exactly. Number one old man. Yeah.
Number one old man in our hearts.
Number one old man in our hearts doing a number two on Jade's hand.
Oh, God.
That's a bit inside.
Yeah.
Or outside in Mr. Piffles' case. So yeah, that's what I figure I'd do. And when I was drawing this, I was streaming it as well when I was creating it. Mm-hmm. I say drawing, I already had the base of Piff. So when I was doing the lettering, had a little raid come in, just a few people. And so I got to talk up Piff a little bit. It turns out they were lurking when I was doing my comic stream that day as well. Mm-hmm. 'Cause this was just yesterday. And they hadn't heard of Piff, none of them. And I was like, no, check him out. And then they look him up. It's like, oh, yeah, I do know Piff the Magic Dragon. And it's like, wow, that looks exactly like him. So I'm like, aw, I'm happy with that. I'm glad someone said that.
Yeah.
I also pimped out Hey Buddy Nice podcast. So hello to the new listeners, obviously. all right. I don't think I got any other art to talk about right now. Brogan, what art have you done in the past 7 days?
Well, I, as we know, I do the art for Penn Sunday School postcards.
The postcards?
Yeah.
Yep. And, sounds like it's postcards for cats.
Matt let me know that they were running low. I was like, I like to keep ahead of things. And I think they're not.
Matt let you know that they were running low when you asked them if they were running low. Because I thought, like, a week or two ago, you said, how are you going for postcards?
No.
Oh, what? Okay.
I definitely did. No, I asked for ideas because I said, I'm running low.
Oh. Okay.
But we don't post at the same speed.
All right.
But
I may have recorded audio proof of this either way, one of us will be wrong.
Yeah, you'll be wrong because I definitely didn't ask.
That's fine. Hey, you know what you did better than I know what you did.
Yeah. So, see, now I've lost my train of thought, you fucker.
Postcards.
Uh-huh.
Matt said they were running low.
Matt said they were running low. So, oh, that's what I was going to say. They're now used to me keeping it just drawing them in bulk and uploading them. So now instead of doing them one at a time, Laura prints them in bulk.
Yeah.
So Matt's like,
they are the cats. They are the cats that are used to having their food bowl piled up, you know, their little kibble piled up in a mountain. And then when there's just a little divot in it, they're going to start complaining at you like, where are our postcards, postcard worker?
Matt is very nice to me because Matt knows Matt knows better than to be mean to me because he knows I, like him, will cry.
Mm. And you also have the skills to mess him up if he does upset you.
I would never hurt Matt Donnelly. I don't think I could. I don't have it in me.
Yeah, you would go in for the takedown and it would just turn into a big
It Matt would Donnelly be like hug. That meme with the guy with the gun where he's like shaking and crying because he doesn't want to shoot.
Okay, yeah.
So yeah, so I've done a couple of that. One of them is pen at the piano with the Masterclass logo on it and little notes like low learning on it because every time they say Masterclass now, pen goes on the piano and he's getting better actually.
What do you mean he goes on the piano?
Pen now sits in front of a piano or a keyboard.
Oh, at Creative Studio South.
Yes. Okay. So he has the keyboard, he has the keys in front of him and he just, you know, does a little tune every time he says Masterclass and he tries to play along with the Penn Sunday School theme.
Does he ever play Monkey Tuesday? Does he know Monkey Tuesday?
I don't.
I tell you, we have to shout out Monkey Tuesday in the Penn & Teller Theatre just to annoy Jonesy and make him play it.
So got that one for Penn. I also redrew, do you remember ages ago I drew Penn in a tux?
Yes.
I redrew that one and added glasses on it and...
Because did he not have glasses at the time?
He did not have glasses.
This is post-Glen Ally.
It was originally drawn pre-Glen Ally.
The redraw is
post-Glen Ally. And I also don't want... Now, I've been thinking of this since Penn mentioned it, but I think I sent this to you saying, is this funny?
Because
it's funny to me.
Yeah.
But it's essentially that meme of the woman with the maths. Very confused
thinking
woman.
Hard. Yeah.
And the caption is, when you're told that no one knows who's playing in the Super Bowl until a few days before the event, and Penn looking very confused. Because in an interview, he said, oh yeah, because we know who's playing, right? And the guy's like, no, we don't. And this is about a week before the Super Bowl.
Well, he wasn't thinking like, you know, deep state conspiracy theories. We know who's playing already, don't we?
No, he just assumed that for an event that is costing this much money and that this much preparation goes into, you know, months in advance. He was horrified.
Yeah, you'd think.
Both him and Teller just sat there like,
yeah,
what? Because they're not sports ball people.
No, of course not. I just realised this is very much like one of our title cards because we've done this title card. So, Cheesebags, if you're seeing this title card, you know exactly what we're talking about. I'm trying to find it. Here we go. It was the, hey, buddy, nice Bakewell. What the hell is a Bakewell?
Penn was very confused at that as well. What was it? What does that title card look like? Remind me.
I'll share my screen fully rather than just audio. That one, share. This one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
that's exactly
what... Yeah, it's very, very much. It's the postcard version of it. It's great.
Yeah. It's the Rogan drawn version of it. And I had to draw out those math symbols by hand.
Did you? Oh,
I did.
Wow. I thought I was going to have to do that until I found a meme template with it on there.
Nope. I drew them all out by hand.
Oh, yeah. If I zoom in, I can see it's definitely your handwritten fonts with the letters and all that.
Yep.
And how long did that take?
Longer than I care to admit.
Yeah,
but,
I can imagine.
And it was fine. Like, the first one's fine because it's just a circle with the radius and the area and circumference symbols. It's, you know, height, volume, all that kind of thing.
Yep.
But the second one, then you start getting into angles and sine cos thing. And it was the, what are they called, equations. That's kind of in the middle of the postcard, but at the end of the...
Yep,
that...
dx over sine x equals... 1n, I don't even know how to read that shit.
No, and then you can tell right at the on the very last one, the bottom of that equation is cut off at the end because it's cut off at the original meme, and I'm like, I'm not.
I could you don't look know how it up. Ends.
I could look this up, but I'm not going to do it.
You're looking at the That
I
is
believe
the
it's
exact...
mathematically accurate to a point.
Oh yeah, it's probably real math stuff.
Certainly
probably.
the first two, the volume, the area, that kind of thing. That's...
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. As a esteemed mathologist, I do know area equals pi r squared,
mm-hmm.
and that circumference equals 2 pi r. Yep. Which is radius.
Yes.
Mm. Yep. Mathed out.
Yep. So that's the three I've got so far. I need to work it. The thing is, I get ideas from mocks a lot,
mm-hmm.
and mocks is like, make that a postcard, and I'm like, I will. And then it's like, I can't make that a postcard because it wasn't mentioned on Penn Sunday School. I can't just make end jokes.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to try and find... Because I tend to try and stick to episode-specific ones. Whereas I maybe need to just drop in sometimes.
You need to what sometimes?
Drop in.
Drop in.
Draw, pen,
draw
Gillette.
Pen. Okay, this was a very much Taylor... This was a Taylor-Teller situation.
Yeah.
You were definitely saying drop in.
No, I wasn't.
That's why I'm like, what?
I really wasn't.
Say it one more time.
Drop in.
It's drop in.
It's not drop in.
This is...
Stop
this
gaslighting
is...
me, you bitch.
No. I'm telling you how I hear it.
Uh-huh.
This is also going to be... we didn't run one this week, but for this podcast's week's... what are they called? Poll? What's the word I'm looking for?
Poll.
Why are you looking? Yeah, I know, but like...
Giovinazzi.
Out of context poll.
Giovinazzi,
is
we've
drop
already...
in or drop in?
We've already established this episode that your hearing is shite.
Mm-hmm.
This is a you problem.
It's accent?
It's a you problem.
No. Well, I don't care. Okay, fine. I'm going to post it. This will be a... fully educated poll then, right? This is going to be a poll. Look, I'm starting to go David Mitchell now. What are you doing turning the tables? This is not right. Wait, I need to talk more like this.
That's quite a good David Mitchell impression.
Yeah. But no, this is going to be a fully educated poll. The cheese bags will know the reference and they're going to vote on whether they hear draw pen or drop in.
I mean, you're just... Why are you setting yourself up for failure like this?
I don't care. I don't care what the results are.
I think it would be hilarious if all the results...
It's all about user interaction.
I think it would be hilarious if it was 100% drop in and 0% drop in.
Okay, that time, you enunciated it a little different.
I was making sure that you...
Okay, yeah.
That you weren't going to say, see, 100% drop in.
Like, I do understand. Look, yes, I'm used to hearing Australian accents
mm-hmm.
and draw. Now you say the word draw.
Draw.
You say it sounds different because, you know, Australians
draw.
Like,
draw.
No, exactly. Yeah.
Draw.
It's.
Earport.
That's why it sounded more like drop. Drop in. That's all. That's
You're
all.
Wrong, but
say,
okay.
Say Taylor.
Taylor.
Yeah, I hear Taylor. I don't hear Taylor.
No,
Chris,
not anymore.
You just fucking... No.
Chris has a Tennessee accent. I think Chris is... I think Chris has said he's a little hard of hearing on one side. I can't remember which.
I think I remember that.
Yeah.
Wait, are we just adding his deafness?
No, just because we need to make sure that we walk on a particular side of him.
It's okay. I'll just have this part of the podcast set to left speaker, so he won't hear it.
That's so mean.
Yeah. That's why he's on your right. Wait, if he's on your right, he won't hear you going, when you faint, when you see Danny Davis walking through a casino.
No, I can't
so
grab Chris, because Chris has to go get Danny Davis. Think, Giovinazzi.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yep, my bad.
You're propping me up. Chris is going to get Danny Davis and bringing him over to me so I can die happy.
Got it. Yep. On that note, if you would like Brogan to die happy, there are multiple ways you can do that, I guess. One of them, you would die. Look, funding us would help you get closer to getting into the same air circumference, because we're talking math, of Danny Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there we go. Putting
a smaller distance between me and Danny Davis.
That just sounds creepy if you're Danny Davis.
Oh, actually, you've what? I need to Speaking of being creepy, this made me laugh. Somebody called me a stalker the other day in reference to Moxie.
Hang on. No, I missed that because the Zoom fucked up. Someone. Right. So this is what I heard. Somebody called me a the other day.
Someone called me a stalker the other day on Moxie's live stream in relation to Moxie.
Yep. They're not wrong.
No, but we were talking about...
No, not in relation to Moxie, no.
Yeah, because we were talking about posters and merch and stuff, and and I was like, I actually do have a little Moxie shrine, a little Moxie display. And Moxie's like, are you serious? I was like, yeah, because I have the poster from... I have the placard poster from the Fringe. I have the leaflets, and I have tickets from Young and Moxie, and I have the tarot cards. I just think it's really funny that I've got a little Moxie display next to my Penn and Teller one. And this person just went, stalker. And Moxie's like, no, that's my brother!
No. Exactly. No, see, it would be stalker if you weren't friends. And even then, it wouldn't necessarily be stalker. It would just be creepy. But instead, it's supporting friends.
Yeah, friends supporting friends. I would like to say that this person went on to ask multiple personal questions to Moxie.
Of course they did. Yep. This is a much better segue now. If you are into supporting friends, see, much better, then we're your friends. You can support us quite easily by going to, you can't. You go to nicepodbud.com/Patreon. And look, if you got a few extra bucks, you can send them our way every month. We're not asking for it for nothing. You get something out of it. Like, there's bonus content that goes up. There's access to show notes that I take when I'm editing the podcast, things like that. Breaking news whenever we have it, which we haven't yet, but it will happen. You know what? I'll post up the my piff design that I've made for the shirt. Yeah, I'll post that up there. But look, there's you can get even more from us. You can get physical stuff sent to you in the mail, but that's okay if you can't support financially. Absolutely okay. Just listening to us every week, sometimes twice a week, most of the time twice a week, that is pretty damn good. And also interacting on social media, like, you know, tell us whether Brogan said draw pen or drop in. That's on the poll. But you can also reach out on social media at NicePodBud, and you can even talk to Brogan directly, or it's more indirect because it's at 7 billion needles.
And you can talk to Wayne at Wayne Geo.
Very much so. Oh no, we're out of episode and we didn't do not so good at this podcast. That's fine.
We'll definitely have Art Talk next episode because I need to talk about a great loss. But yes.
Yeah. Forgot about that. I saw it at the bottom of the list just as I was wrapping up. So stay tuned for that. My note. Anyway, thanks for stopping in and having a listen.
As always, stay fresh, cheese bags.